Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with Ross Kimborowski, founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. Ross, tell us about CrowdSpring.
CrowdSpring helps entrepreneurs, businesses, agencies, and nonprofits with logo design, graphic design, web design, product design, and business names for every stage of their business. We believe great design doesn't have to cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. Our projects start from a few hundred dollars, and we've been in business for over 10 years helping clients in the U.S. and around the world with a different model. Rather than picking from bids and proposals, you pick from 100 different actual logos for your business. So it's cuts the cost 10 to 50%, but also gives you the chance to control design.
Very innovative and very efficient, which is what we all need in our small businesses. So, Ross, thank you for making all that available. CrowdSpring.com, is that right?
That's right, CrowdSpring.com.
And also resources for the topic we're talking about right now, business planning. You've got a bunch of those, of that too, don't you?
We do. So we have on CrowdSpring, if people search on a search engine, CrowdSpring, and how to write a business plan, there's about a 15,000-word free guide with about 7 or 8 templates, financial templates, business plan templates, table of contents, that'll help you explain all of these concepts, walk you through them. We talk about how to do a short business plan, a 3-page mm-hmm. business plan, because, listen, reality is not everybody has the time to write a long business plan, and that's okay.
Business plans are like navels. Everybody's is different. So Ross, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, first, you mentioned table of contents in the last segment. Start out with that. Folks, start out with your table of contents, but don't fall in love with it, right, Ross? Because between now and the time you finish, that table of contents will change 100 times. You'll add, you'll take out, you'll consolidate, and you may start out with 100 things on your table of contents, and you'll wind up with 8 or 3. Right?
You might, but let's do this. I mean, there are really 6 important things in the table of contents, because people will have different elements in the business plan, but the 6 overall things that you need to have. You need to have your executive summary, and that you're going to write last, because at the end of the day, you don't know enough yet to summarize what you've written. You've got to write it first.
Right.
You're going to talk about the opportunity, the market. You're going to talk about your marketing and sales plan. How are you actually going to sell the things that you plan to sell? You're going to talk about the team and your company. You're going to have your financials. And then you might have an appendix that has a bunch of forms and other things that you don't get to talk about in the main plan. Those are the 6 most important things. Some businesses will have other sections. And at the end of the day, even if you move things around, you're still going to need to talk about those 6 basic things for 2 reasons. Number one, because those are important for you to succeed with your business. Number 2, because if you want to get any kind of financing, so for example, a bank loan or investors, they're going to want to see these things. They're going to want to see these areas. What's the opportunity? What's your marketing and sales plan? Tell me about your team and tell me about the financials. So you're always going to have those core 6 things. You might call them something else. You might have other things, but those are important.
What do you recommend that they start early on with the pro formas, with the numbers, and then write the narrative off of what you projected you need, come up with a plan that serves that those financials, or the other way around? What do you start with?
So I think it's different for different people, and ultimately, there, as with most things, there's not one right way to do it. I'm a big believer in researching and spending some time thinking about pulling the data and understanding the market mm-hmm. before you figure out financials and pro formas. Because at the end of the day, any business owner, it doesn't matter whether you have PhDs in your staff, economists, any business owner projecting into the future is guessing. These guesses obviously could be informed or they could be pure guesses. And so financials in a business plan are a little bit funny because they're not based on reality. They're based on what you think you might do. So when you actually get to run the business, or if you're talking to investors, you're going to test your assumptions. The more research you do, the more thinking you do about the market, the more you understand your competitors and what they charge, for example, and how much they sell, mm-hmm. the more you understand the demographics of your potential customers and are they willing to buy certain products or services you intend to sell and what the price is, the better your financials can be. They're still guesses. They are always guesses in a business.
Do you recommend on the financials that the business owner become skilled, at least reasonably skilled, at building spreadsheets, building a pro forma spreadsheet, a forecast?
That would be great. I mean, listen, not
they need to because there are not too many people out there that will do it for you, I found. I think you need to be doing it yourself. What do you think?
It's true. I mean, there are bookkeepers and accountants, obviously, that will help.
They
won't
do it.
They cost money. And so the thing that we did in the beginning, and it's why, you know, with this resource that we made available on CrowdSpring on how to write a business plan, we make these financial templates. You know, we link to free templates so you can just go into a document, into a ready-made template, and fill in your information without worrying about the math and what's connected to what.
Yep.
I did that in the beginning because, listen, I wasn't a financial analyst. I didn't have the skills to be able
right.
to start from scratch and put something like that together. I knew the data. I knew what my market was. I knew what the pricing was.
Right.
But I needed some help. And I think most business owners need some help, and they should understand.
And they will need some help. But don't count on your CPA because they're historians. They don't like talking about the future. Hey, Ross, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Ross Kimborowski, ladies and gentlemen. Crowdspring.com. Go there and let him help you with your business plan and your logo. Don't forget that. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.